Hello, Dupree. I'll fix with you, eh?
Fine, fine. Thank you, Placide Vidal. But where on earth did you get those trousers?
Well, I was getting them from the tailors in Cop Cop. His name is Sam. What's the matter? He made the pants too long, eh?
He certainly did, Placide. Why, you can't even see your shoes.
Well, to tell the truth, I have them made long like that. I have got 3 buttons missing on my shoes.
Oh, my. Still wearing button shoes? Imagine that. But that's a nice bow tie.
Oh, a little something I just threw on.
Uh-huh. Very smart. Why, you could even wear a shirt with it.
Say, that's a good idea. Maybe you can help me with my problem.
Oh, my. What's the problem now, Plassey?
Well, if someday I was to get a full-dress suit, what should I wear? Gold stud or silver stud?
Well, that all depends.
Depends on what?
On how much they want to spend on your funeral.
Funeral? Who's dead?
You are.
Well, we all got to go sometime, I guess.
You know, really, Plassey, you should pay more attention to your clothes. Were you always a sloppy dresser?
No, I was the best dressed man in Cop Cop. When my collar was get dirty, you know what I used to do?
Why, change the collar, of course.
Oh, I used to change the whole shirt.
No!
Say, to change the subject, they got a good school here in the city. They're not taking Gagat back this next semester.
Oh, no? Why aren't they taking him back?
Well, he's always making spitball. He will not study.
Uh-huh. Well, you just don't know anything about child psychology, Plassey. The way to make a child study is to make them go to bed with a book.
Well, I was try that. The last time he went to bed with his book, he'd tear the pages out.
But why did he do that?
To make spitballs with
you. Oh, no.
Look, I got to go. How about play a tune for me, eh? Something like, why fall in love with a plunger? Or another one, fiddle-tee-hee, fiddle-dee-dee, the cow jump over the moons, the pussycat laughs to see such food because Cleofield gets crazy when she drinks beer.
Blues. Goodbye, Placide Vidal.